Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Edie Summers, and I'm really excited today for our very special guest, Dr. Carol Francis. We're going to be talking about peaceful living and her book, The KISS Method for Inner Peaceful Living, that you can find on Amazon.com. Dr. Carol Francis, for 46 years, has been helping people rise above depression, anxiety, fear, trauma, abuse, self-deprecation, relationship quandaries, and parenting issues as a clinical psychologist and a marriage, family, child therapist, and medical hypnotherapist. Author of 23 books as well, she has a passion for elevating all people to live more enriched, meaningfully, and vigorously. She practices in Los Angeles, South Bay area as well, where she also continues to author books for children, adults, and couples, as well as paints and teaches painting as a means of self-discovery and self-mastery. Some of her websites include abusetraumarecovery.com, healthworkersupport.com, therapycounselingcoaching.com, and drcarolfrancis.com. And on these websites, she provides hundreds of helpful courses, classes, videos, audios, and written exercises for all to use for free. Her 23 books can be found mostly on Amazon.com, or you can contact her for more information. And since 2007, her Make Life Happen podcast continues to provide interesting and useful interviews with healers, doctors, authors, and professionals of all whom aim to optimize people's lives. And her show is right here on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to welcome Dr. Carol Francis into the studio here. And hopefully I'm doing that successfully. Hi, Carol. How are you doing today?
Oh, Edie, thank you so much for inviting me. And this is one of my favorite topics, is talking about inner peace, because it's so relevant to everything. It's relevant to relationships. It's relevant to self-esteem and that self-identity. It's relevant to vigor and success. Inner peace is a really important part of who we are and how we want to impact the planet. So it's a very important part of life. So thank you.
I love that. And thank you so much for being here. I've been wanting to interview for a really long time. So I'm so glad that you said yes. And yes, this is a very important topic. And I can see how, you know, I think anybody just wants to cultivate that peace of mind and feeling peaceful regardless of what's going on in the outside world. And so we're going to be talking about your book today, The KISS Method for Inner Peaceful Living, that everyone can find on Amazon. And so, Carol, so first of all, I was reading through your book, and so could you tell us, first of all, what are the 7 levels or layers of inner peace, and then what would be a simple exercise that could begin to help people shift into a deeper experience of inner peaceful living?
Oh, yeah, such a practical question. Let me just say, the book that you have, which is called The KISS Method for Inner Peaceful Living, is actually accessible for free on abusetraumarecovery.com. So abusetraumarecovery.com, you sign up, and you will get 4 items for free, plus you get access to 13 different courses, 100 different classes, lots of meditations and written exercises, one of which is all related to inner peaceful living. And then plus that particular book that you have is on that site. So it's for free, especially for people listening to your program, but it's for free regardless. The book
that is
on Amazon is called Own Your Peace, A KISS Method for Inner Peaceful Living. So Own Your Peace, that's the way it starts, on Amazon, is a a 300-page book, and it has 300 different tools at plus on how to cultivate different types of inner peace. And when you ask about the seven types of inner peace, I just want to caveat that what's peaceful for me is not necessarily peaceful for you or anybody else. And here's an example. Mm-hmm. Perhaps on a given afternoon, I want to sit and read a book of any sort. And someone else says, oh, gee, you know, I really want to parachute out of a plane. Those are really two different extremes. But for the person to parachute out of the plane, the free fall and the sense of being able to fly and the beauty of overcoming fear and filling yourself into that outer space experience and the exhilaration and the endorphins create inner peace for them. For me, mm-hmm. not so much. You know, that would create a lot of fear and worry and anticipation because I don't have that X factor gene inside of me that makes me that extreme athlete. So really, when you're looking for inner peace, you're not necessarily saying, what's the formula for inner peace that works for all human beings? And that formula mm-hmm. does not exist. But what you want to do is you really okay. want to find the formula that works for you. Mm-hmm. So when I think about this, yeah, what comes to mind when I say that?
Oh, no, it just makes a lot of sense that peace is going to be different for everyone. It almost reminds me of the different ways to experience spirituality. Like if you touch the metaphor of touching different parts of the elephant that you might find in the dark. And, you know, it's just a different path for everyone to reach the same destination.
Exactly. Right. And that's a good metaphor for it as well. So everybody listening says, you know, I need inner peace. You know what inner peace really is? Well, you have to, again, define it individually. But it typically is a sense mm-hmm. in which you are in a state of bliss or a state of comfort. You're not occupied in a way that feels full of stress and tension. And so mm-hmm. not full of stress and tension is very broad-based because, again, someone may not feel stressed and tense when they're cleaning the house. And another person may feel like cleaning the house is like the worst and most awful job in the world. You know, so it really is. What is opposite of stress or tension to you? And so in a moment, I'm going to ask mm-hmm. you, Edie, yeah. what is the opposite of stress and tension for you? Another illustration, I'm a painter, and I'm actually a fairly recent painter. I've been painting for about 5 years. And for example, I did 250 portraits of healthcare workers during the COVID just to honor those particular people. That to me was so meaningful to paint those. But I have to say that the 7 to 30 hours for each portrait that I painted, I sweated over trying to find how to make what I was painting look like the person I was painting because I wanted it to honor the person, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, painting is this perfect blissful state of effort and stress and how do I do this and what do I do? Because for me, I feel more peaceful when I'm doing something very meaningful that I'm also learning a great deal in the process of it. I don't need to feel no stress or no effort in order to feel peaceful. I need to feel meaningfulness. And creativity. So for me, meaningfulness and creativity are my paths to aspects of peacefulness. When I'm doing something that feels meaningless, I'm agitated. When I don't get to be creative in the course of a day, at least for an hour, I feel kind of lost, like I'm not quite in sync with myself. But if I have meaningfulness and creativity, it is a perfectly blissful day. Okay, your turn, Edie.
Love that. I love that. Well, first of all, I just want to say that I love those. Your paintings are so beautiful and inspiring, and I encourage people to check those out as well. And Carol, I may share some of the things that create peace for me when we do our live stream. I want to let everybody know that anyone who's listening here, we're going to be on Blog Talk Radio just for a little bit, and of course, there will be a replay. And then Carol and I are going to jump on a live stream. You can see us in person and listen to the same topic. Yeah, so we're going to be doing that soon today. And let me just share that link. And then, Carol, I want to give you the floor here on Blog Talk Radio. And then maybe I'll share some of the things that helped me.
Okay, fair enough.
On our live stream. But yeah, so our live stream link for anyone listening is bit.ly/KISSMethodPeace. So again, that's bit.ly/KISSMethodPeace, and we'll be on there live at 12:35 p.m. Pacific Standard Time today, but of course you can always watch the replay. So you can type that link in, and it's on the show page too. So, Carol, so for the remaining time though that we have here on Blog Talk Radio, and for anyone who's listening live, we have about 5 minutes left, and then we're hoping to have, Carol and I are hoping we have more time here. So definitely listen to the replay here on Blog Talk Radio in case all of a sudden you get cut off and wonder what happened to us. We're probably still chatting. So Carol, you were talking about the seven levels or layers of peace, and you also offer around 300 tools for cultivating inner peace. It's an amazing book. It's a very inspiring book. And those tools were there for those seven levels. And so, of course, no one can do all 300, but you may have already answered part of this, but why do you offer so many? And then how does one implement what's relevant? That, you may have already answered that, actually, with your kind of relationship to the first question.
I think that is true, is I offer 300 so that people can select 3 to 5 of the tools that are maximally connected to them. And I'll do you some examples in a moment. And so since we're all so different, you need to select what works for you. And then as you progress in your own inner peaceful walk, because it is a path, and you get deeper and deeper and deeper into it, you may want to elect to do 5 different types of inner peaceful activities. One way to look at it is that inner peace, you could say that there's a cave, and the cave has 4 different depths to it. And the first cave, you're still getting the outer world involved. You still see the light. And that first section may be all that you want or all that you need for the inner peace that helps you be comfortable in your life, helps you be comfortable in your relationships, helps you be able to escape whatever you call stress or tension, just enough to be able to feel refueled. And that may be all that you want. And so I would say that that's more the top level of inner peace. And so you can get there pretty easily if you begin to exercise what I call the Zen zones. And the Zen zones are simple exercises. Yeah. So for example, on YouTube, if you go to YouTube, Dr. Carol Francis, one of them is a sunset for 2 minutes, and you just watch different sunsets, music, and quotes. And for some people, watching a sunset, every night I watch a sunset. It's just the time. And if I'm with family or friends, I just gather everybody around for those 5 minutes. And it's usually a, the sounds of nature are different. The colors are different. The flow is entirely different. So that to me is a very wonderful inner peaceful moment that I can capture and often share. And that would be like finding the Zen zone. Other people might do 5 minutes or 3 minutes of yoga. They might just sit in quiet meditation for a very quick amount of time. They might go to the kitchen and work on a new recipe. That just kind of moves them in their groove. I might sit down and paint. You might, it's like some might go for a jog for 30 minutes. So it's like finding that place where you have your Zen zone. But here's another thing I want people to be aware of on even a more superficial level. So there's 4 layers of the cave, but before you even walk into the cave, there's probably flowers outside and there's probably trees outside, birds chirping. What I'm trying to suggest to you is the serendipitous moments of peace. And the serendipitous moments of peace, what you need to be is receptive and curious. And we see that. So if you're receptive and you're curious, then you wake up to that every moment around you, there's something that can trigger an inner peaceful moment. It might be a daisy caught in the middle of a cracked sidewalk. And you look at it and you go, wow, look at how powerful that daisy was that it went through that process and found a place to sprout, and there it exists in all of its small but significant glory. And you get closer to it and you look at all the details. Of course, if it's a painter, I can, you know, I really go in for the details in terms of that. But just to take a moment to do that. And here, let's just do this very quickly. Serendipitous moment. Just look in your environment and look around for just one color of blue, just blue.
Mm-hmm.
Look for something that has blue in it. And then kind of allow yourself to sink into the color of blue, because blue tends to be a pretty peaceful experience for most people. And that's just feeling the serendipitous moment. Another way of doing is you're walking along and you hear children laughing. Just soak in the laughter. You're walking along and you hear the giggle of a baby. Again, just soak in that moment. You're walking along and you see a beautiful bird floating through the air. Just stop for just a moment and fly with that bird in your imagination. And you can use your imagination to also create these moments. And that moves you into the Zen zone. So these serendipitous moments are just things that are happening around you. Be curious, be receptive, soak it in, and then you can move on. The Zen zones are where you're actually trying to create the moment simply.
Okay.
That's just a simple thing. Go ahead. What are you thinking?
First of all, I love the Zen zones. I love that. I think that's such a brilliant way of framing it. And I definitely want to check out your Zen zones on YouTube, because I was going to ask you where those were. But it also reminds me of, I love how you tie it to serendipity. And it reminds me of joy too, and mindfulness. Mm. Like, I thought of peace, like kind of finding peace is also kind of, they seem to be very much tied together to me. But go ahead. Those are just some of the thoughts that are coming to me.
Well,
here.
And you're also, you're revealing something about you, which is that joy creates the opposite of stress and tension inside you. And so that joy, that moment of joy, whatever you can create in your imagination that creates a moment of joy, that would be the Zen zone. Again, on the website abusetraumarecovery.com, on every one of the courses, I offer 12 different meditations, and some of them are very specific to, all of them are very meditative, and all of them create a Zen zone, but some of them are very specific to certain topics. And course number 6 is all about creating inner peace, even though you've gone through abuse and trauma, and they do provide those Zen zone experiences, and there are 12 meditations right there that people can step into. Again, free, accessible, share it, let people know that there's absolute recovery after any type of trauma or any type of abuse, and there's a way of stepping into that peacefulness for sure. Mm. So we've just covered two areas of inner peace. Yes, go ahead.
And we have more time, Carol. So we are technically off the air, but Blog Talk Radio is telling me that we still have about 10 minutes. So that's good. Also for anyone listening who's listening to this replay, again, come check out afterwards the live stream where you can see Dr. Carol Francis and I talking on video about the same subject. And of course, we'll probably have some different insights, as well as maybe being able to go a little bit deeper. But yes, that is, I just love that term, Zen zones. It's so encouraging to know that people can recover from trauma. I know that those are some of the other questions I was going to ask you. First of all, though, since we are biological creatures, what physical tools do you recommend for inner peace before we get into kind of how to, you know, kind of more getting into the trauma and, you know, mental, emotional, social part?
I'm so glad you asked this. And when we do go on video, I did create a little PowerPoint, and there's one particular slide that actually allows us to be able to think about what different dimensions do we live in as a human being. And one of them, of course, is the physical. And the physical is so multivariant. Oh, my gosh. It's incredible. What will create joy for you that will lead to inner peace? What will create ecstasy for one person that leads to inner peace? What creates a sense of completion that leads to inner peace? But on that physical level, the fundamentals are always wonderful. And we're talking about sleep, where you can sleep long enough that your brain can detoxify, process, and your body can regroup and regrow and heal. So sleep is just so important. Eating food that's full of life and energy. So we're talking about everything natural that grows is full of life and energy. And the more organic, how much more life exists inside of them, because that resonates with the life that's inside your own body and supports the life process as well. And then, of course, and then of course, we're talking about movement. And there's movement for some people. It's rigorous, extreme sports that create that inner peace, optimization of their body. And for others, it's a glide in the flow of Qigong or Tai Chi or yoga. So movement is incredibly important as well. So those are the three. But here's where I'm going to pitch everybody Edie Summers' book, because it is such a wonderful manual of being effectively connected to your body as it relates to all the other aspects of functioning and feeling good about yourself. You knew I was going to do that. Now,
Carol, you're such a sweetheart. I just adore you. Thank you. That's very sweet. And well, I love
it's
your
an book. Excellent
book.
It's a superior book.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm amazed at how many books you've written. And it was really fun to collaborate with you on, the Phoenix Rising book as well. That was really amazing. And
I've forgotten.
That was an honor. Those are such great reminders. And I think so many people are struggling with like getting enough sleep and quality sleep. And it really does kind of help to reboot your mind. And like you were saying, kind of clean your brain. And it seems to me that the more inner peace that you can cultivate, and of course, movement is very important. That'll help you sleep better. But then it becomes like this beautiful cycle, right? Like the more peace you have, the better you're going to sleep. That's been my experience too. So, and of course, the better you eat also gives you the architecture to sleep as well. And so Carol, thank you for those beautiful reminders. And let's touch a little bit upon a couple more topics here, and then we may have to switch to our live stream. So again, everybody, remember to come join us. The link for the live stream is on the show page. But if you're listening, let's say on your phone or on some other device, and you don't see the show page, just type in this really simple link, bit.ly/KissMethodPeace, and that will take you to my YouTube channel, where Carol and I are going to be live streaming really soon here and going into more depth about this subject of creating inner peace. So how is inner peace, Carol, relevant to alleviating true emotional, mental, social issues related to self-loathing, abuse of past, depression, anxiety, fear, and social unrest even? And then what is maybe a simple exercise that begins that shift into a deeper experience of inner peace?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to giving you this exercise on our video. And the exercise, there are two of them. One is about creating a place, a sanctuary, an internal sanctuary. Okay. And the other one is about really understanding your own castle of inner peace. Because these give you metaphors that allow you to live within your own space, even though there's a lot of things going on around you. When someone's traumatized, for example, what we do find is one of the things that helps them go through the moment and get to the other side of it, and sometimes helps them cope with the fact that they've lived through that, is that they do what's called dissociation. And while we think of that as kind of pathological, it also is logical. I'll just take off the topo. The logical part of it is that you dissociate away from that which is causing stress and tension, worry, anxiety, fear, and you move into a space that just gives you a moment of mental, emotional, and physical release or escape. And we found that people in Auschwitz that survived, and Man in Search of Meaning was a book written, how come I can't retrieve the author's name,
It'll Viktor come. Frankl. But, is that his name?
Yeah,
Viktor
that's
Frankl?
Right. Yeah. Viktor Frankl was saying that, you know, you can harm my body, you can X, Y, Z, but you cannot kidnap my mind. And the reality of that type of idea is, in my mind, I can create sanctuaries. In my mind, I can go visit those things that give me solace, meaningfulness, and peacefulness. And so it is a skill to be able to dissociate and get away from what's going on around you. And so that's related to the two meditations or mindsets that we'll talk about in the video. That ability to escape then means that you also get to go there and create. And you can create images of yourself and of relationships and of experiences that may help school you into actually being more inclined to create them in the real 3D experience. You know, you can go and you can. Yeah, okay. Any thoughts?
Well, it sounds like manifesting. Go ahead. I just it just reminded me of a way to manifest.
Mm-hmm. It's related to manifesting. It's related to the guided imagery, self hypnosis. You know, training and tooling and grooming your own paths and then making them goals and objectives. And it just is, you know, everything around you right now in this very instant was created by someone who imagined it first. Everything, every single thing.
Absolutely.
So nothing man-made. Go ahead.
Oh, no, Carol, go ahead. That's such a great reminder that we had to manifest everything. So that's where it all started.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So the imagination is really, really important, and that would be an avenue. So if you want to stop beating yourself and self-deprecation, as you mentioned at the very first of that list, part of it is imagining being very loving and very giving to yourself, very respectful, celebrating and being grateful for those things about yourself that you really enjoy. Gee, you know, I may not have the perfect body, but in this moment, my heart, I seem to be very loving and very giving to people. I so appreciate that about myself. Even though I overeat and I'm not physically active, I find myself to be very creative and creating things that are beautiful for other people as gifts. And it's walking into that side of you that you can appreciate, that side of you that you know has so much to offer yourself and others, so that you can face those things that you would like to improve, but you're not doing it in a self-deprecating sort of fashion. You're living in a more integrated understanding of yourself and not trying to beat up on yourself and creating more strife and stress and tension because of your own self-loathing and your own self-cruelty.
I love that. And so you do talk about integration as one of the ways to cultivate inner peace in your book. And those are great tools. And Carol, I wanted to cover, there were a couple more questions I wanted to ask you, kind of going a little bit deeper into trauma and the victim pattern and also that kind of negative self-identity. And you were talking about self-loathing and being cruel, you know, kind of being cruel to oneself, how we can start to shift to inner peace and cultivate more self-love, self-compassion, patterns of kindness and creativity and expansive living. If we're running out of time here, what I want to do is encourage people to come listen to that conversation on our live stream. And Carol and I are going to be jumping on there in just a few minutes here. This is Saturday, October 14th, 2023. But of course, you will probably be listening to this as a replay on Blog Talk Radio or wherever you get your podcasts from. So again, if you want to listen to and watch the live stream, which is kind of cool because then it's also video, type in this link, bit.ly/KissMethodPeace, and you can watch the live stream. Really quickly, Carol, though, how can people get in contact with you if they would like to learn more information? I know we shared some of your links, but is there anything else you want to share about how they can contact you?
Yeah, Dr. Carol Francis at gmail.com has you can sign in through a contact page, or you can call me on the phone number that is provided, set up an appointment time if you would like to. So Dr. Carol Francis at gmail.com, DrCarolFrancis is always usable. Number 310-543-1824 is my office number. So absolutely, thanks for asking.
That's awesome, Carol. Thank you so much for being here. And everyone, join us live. Watch the live stream. And Carol, thank you so much. And I look forward to speaking with you again in just a few minutes here in our live stream.
Okay. Thanks for having me. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, Carol. Bye, everybody. Talk to you soon. Are you still there, Carol? Hello? Okay. All right. So now, hi, Stormy. Now we're going to get on to, hi, babe. Uh-oh. Hi, baby. Good boy. Hi, sweet boy. Okay. Okay, sweet boy. So, we have to go over here.
Hi, baby.
Oh, I gotta jump on the live stream. Oh, I mean, here, sweetie, come look out the window. Good boy. Uh-oh. Okay, I'm going to pull up. Well, let's see if I can... Oh, shoot. That's a stage. Hi, Carol. Okay. Sorry about that. It's StreamYard. Okay. Hang on a second. No, you're doing good. My computer is not working. Let me try. Okay. Yes, I can hear you. Hang on just a second. Let me see if I can get in somewhere else. Just a second, Carol. Sorry. It'll come up here. Working. Okay. I don't know why this is not working. Sorry, Carol. Okay, here we go. This might be working now. Can you hear me now, Carol? Sorry, Carol. I don't know why this isn't working. I can, yes. Do you see my? Okay. On your side. Working earlier. Testing, testing. Testing, testing. Okay. Can you hear me now, Carol? Okay. I have to, I'm going to restart my computer.
Yeah.